Since Indianola joined the Little Hawkeye Conference in the 2016-2017 season, their biggest softball rival in the conference battle for supremacy, the Mustangs of Dallas Center Grimes.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind, how great a rivalry that is between these two schools. Coach Stacy Evans and Coach Steve Slafke, they have just battled back and forth, not only in regular season play, even before we met with the Little Hawkeye Conference. It's been a great rivalry, and there's been games, I can think of a number of games where we've gone back and forth, and it looks like Indianola might have that victory, and then a little base hit, two runs, and now we're behind, and you know that's just the way it goes. They just seem to find a way to win. Indianola is that way too. It goes back and forth that way. Two great softball teams over the last, I'll say, 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
Along with the rivalry comes mutual respect, as DCG head coach Steve Slafke has been with the program for a long time, winning multiple state titles, and INIAT's head coach Stacy Evans sees his model as not only a model for success, but also as a mentor and friend.
Coach has been a mentor of mine since I started coaching. And just being in the conference, he's kind of the veteran of all of us at this point. And I respect him to a great extent. And his teams always come out and compete very well. There's a lot of respect. It's fun playing him. And I love his staff. They're always so courteous to us. And, you know, they also compliment our players very well. Being a veteran, you know, in this league, there's nothing easy about it. He is a consistent model for us, and I know our girls as well respect him.
Indianola has won 3 conference titles since joining to DCG's 1, but the Mustangs have been a constant thorn in the Indian side. Going through the years, Indianola placed 2nd in the Little Hawkeye Conference in their first year joining in 2017, with a loss to DCG being one of the main catalysts. They were a game back of Pella Christian. The 2018 Indianola team was one of the best in the entire state and in program history, going an undefeated 19-0 in the conference, eventually making it to the Class 5A state championship game, where they fell to Pleasant Valley. The dominant squad had only 2 games in conference, decided by only 1 run, and of course, one of those, Mustangs of DCG. In 2019, the Indians were again dominant, but were denied a perfect conference sweep, splitting their only 2 games against the Mustangs for their only conference loss to a team that fell in the Class 5A state quarterfinals. In 2020, the COVID year, they only matched up 1 time, but in 2021, the Mustangs again blemished an otherwise perfect conference season for Indianola for their only conference loss. In 2022, it was the year of the Mustang, as DCG swept the Indians 3 times in conference play, then added salt to the wound by taking down the Indians in the Class 4A state quarterfinals last year to win all 4 contests.
DCG's 1 out away from securing their spot in the semifinals against North Scott. Indianola's trying to mount the comeback, and a fly ball out to left center field. Houston underneath it makes the catch. And that ends the game. Indianola falls 9-3.
Since joining, the Indians have lost 14 conference games in 6 years coming into this year in conference play, and nearly half of those came from the Mustangs, including years when Indianola was one of the top Class 5A teams in the state. There is mutual respect, as both head coach Stacy Evans and senior athlete Izzy Sloan talked about, as they discussed how to best approach playing difficult teams like DCG on the schedule.
Steve always has a good ball club, and those girls were on that fence line the entire time. They didn't give up 1 iota. Even when they were down early in that game, those girls were ready to rise.
It teaches us like what we still need to work on, but shows us what we did good. And I think they're just great teams to play to see what we can improve on later in season.
The rivalry even goes back much further than the Indians being conference foes. The two teams matched up in state tournament multiple times. The 2012 Class 4A state title game was a game that goes down in the history books. Indianola just edged out the Mustangs 1-0.
I remember the 2012 game where it came down to a throw from the center fielder, who was a first team, all-state, everything. She made the throw just about 10 feet up third base. That allowed our girl to score, and we win 1-0. That's state tournament right there.
The next year, DCG got revenge. They defeated Indianola 10-3 in the semifinals, and DCG went on to win the Class 4A state championship. The two teams are again both ranked top 8 in Class 4A and could feature again another meeting in Fort Dodge.